And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Cottonwood and Prescott Valley, KQNA, it's Talk of the Town. Today is the Thursday Roundtable. Talk of the Town is sponsored by Cliff Castle Casino, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Dirt, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQNA, let's open up the mics. Here's your host, Chuck Roberts.
Yes, I am, and happy Thursday, everybody. This is indeed Chuck Roberts, and we'll be going over to Cottonwood to talk to Andy Rooney over there. Andy Rooney.
You're close.
You're kind of a cousin, right?
Yeah, it happens to be Casey Rooney, but I'll take Andy. Don't call me late for dinner, you know?
Yeah. All right. Well, let's get a commercial break in. And who you got on the show today, Casey?
I've got a friend of mine by the name of Jennifer Perry from the Verde Valley Sanctuary as our guest today.
Wonderful. All right. Let's get a commercial break in, and we'll turn things over to Casey Rooney right after these words.
This is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. The fall and winter holidays are behind us, and as we head into the new year, it's important to remember that our local businesses still need us. The tourists and our families have gone home, and now is a great time to get out and enjoy the peaceful, quiet hometown that we've all fallen in love with. Remember to shop and dine locally, and if you need propane, please let Barrett Propane, your local choice, provide you with the hometown service you deserve. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
When someone comes into Prescott Brewing Company and asks which domestic beers we have available, they're usually looking for one of the macro beers that took over the brewing industry after Prohibition. But while those beers are still produced in America, the companies that produce them are no longer American-owned. We offer you a variety of premium domestic beers brewed right here in Prescott, Arizona. How much more domestically made can you get? Made in America and American-owned. Prescott Brewing Company, real beer, real food, real people, and real local.
The Celebrate Life Health Expo 2018, sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, is on its way to Prescott Valley. Join us Saturday, March 3rd, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at our new venue, the Prescott Valley Events Center, 3201 North Main Street. Rain or shine, the indoor event center will be your one-stop location to learn all about health and wellness in the Quad Cities. You'll find a wide variety of information, activities, health screenings, and demonstrations for everyone, young families and older adults as well. And while you're there, you can meet the Northern Arizona Suns basketball players. Our own NBA G League team will be on hand for autographs, photos, and even a practice scrimmage. Grab a game schedule and a few Suns giveaways too. Bring the whole family to the Celebrate Life Health Expo 2018 at the Prescott Valley Events Center, Saturday, March 3rd from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reaper Graphics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reaper Graphics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
In 1916, Auto Owners Insurance teamed up with local independent agents so customers could get fast, friendly, local service.
Bravo!
It worked so well, we decided to keep it that way. And 100 years later, we still do things the same way. By teaming up with local independent agents who deliver quality, personal service.
Thank you!
Some might call that old school. But then again, maybe everything old is new again. Kind of refreshing, isn't it?
This is Susan Morrison. Give us a call at 445-4600. Your locally owned and operated House Chilson Insurance.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Now back to the roundtable. Here's your host, Chuck Roberts.
And without further ado, and with only 15 minutes before the next break, we're going to turn things over to Cottonwood and Casey Rooney. Take it away, guy.
Okay, thank you very much, Chuck. I want to welcome our Arizona Hometown Radio Group family of listeners to Talk of the Town. And I'm Casey Rooney, the Economic Development Director for the City of Cottonwood. And my guest today is Jennifer Perry. Jennifer is from the Verde Valley Sanctuary. Welcome, Jennifer. Appreciate you being here.
Well, Casey, thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to be here today.
Oh, great. Hey, tell us a little bit for our listeners. What is the Verde Valley Sanctuary? I mean, it almost sounds like a place out in the woods where you do birding or something, but that's not what it is. I know that's not.
No, that's a common misconception. But the Verde Valley Sanctuary, we're a private 501c3 nonprofit organization located here in the Verde Valley, and what we do is we assist victims of domestic violence and sexual assault. So we provide them with all sorts of services to help them be safe and get back on their feet again and lead happy, healthy lives.
Well, I know you've got a shelter, but I'm assuming that not everybody stays at a shelter, so you probably have other services along with it. Is it a small percentage that stay at a shelter, or is it a big percentage? What is it?
Well, you know, again, that's another misconception. Many people just think of us as a shelter, and, you know, our goal really is that people won't have to end up in the shelter, that we can help them before it gets to that point. But we serve about 2,000 people every year, and about 250 or 300 of those do stay in our shelter. We have 28 beds in the shelter, and we accept men and women and their children for up to about 120 days to help them get back on their feet and find a new home and get situated. But we do so much more than shelter. We've been in existence for about 25 years now. This is our 25th anniversary, and we are really taking a 360-degree approach to tackling the issues of domestic violence and sexual assault. So we have an outreach center on 601 West Mingus Avenue in Cottonwood, where individuals can go and get all sorts of confidential care to assist them. So if anyone thinks that they're in a relationship that's unhealthy or they're unsafe and they don't know where to turn, we're the place to go. And at that center, we'll provide you with we can have counselors who will help you develop an exit strategy. We can do crisis intervention. We can help you find a job. We have individual therapy as well as group sessions where people can come back on a weekly basis and just talk with other people that are in similar situations. Mm-hmm. So we have that office. We just opened that in January, and we're really excited about that, and we're expanding it. And then we can meet people. If you can't make it to that office, you can call our number at 928-634-2511, and that's manned 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, by our staff at the Verde Valley Sanctuary. And if you can't come to us, we can meet you anywhere in the Verde Valley and provide you with help.
Well, Jennifer, you mentioned you've been in business for 25 years. I suppose the goal is to work yourself out of a job so there is no domestic violence. Can you tell me a little bit, I'm just kind of curious, I just thought of this, it's kind of a weird question, but how is domestic violence, the numbers, and how has that changed in 25 years? Has it gotten better or worse, or what's going on?
You know, honestly, I don't know the exact statistics, but from my experience, this problem has been around for a very long time. We started as a grassroots organization of a bunch of concerned citizens who lived in the Verde Valley who saw that there was a problem, and they started taking phone calls in their own homes and providing safe shelter in their own homes to victims of domestic violence. They would drive them to the nearest shelters, which were Prescott, Flagstaff, and Phoenix. And over the years, the need was so great they realized we need a shelter here in the Verde Valley and we need to do more. We're hearing about it so much more now in the news with the Me Too movement and the Time's Up movement. But we've been addressing this issue for many, many years and really looking at it from a holistic approach that we need to do education, prevention, shelter, and the counseling and support that these victims need.
Interesting. Now, you mentioned your 24-hour hotline. Would you repeat that number for our listeners just in case they need to reach you?
Absolutely. Our phone number is 928-634-2511. And we have a lot of information on our website at Verde Valley Sanctuary, sanctuary.org.
You know, I imagine that, you know, we can't hide our head in the sands. There's probably all of us, one time or another, you know, had some contact with domestic violence. It may not be me personally or you personally, but somebody you know. And I imagine there's a lot of people listening to us today that are in the Prescott Valley, Dewey area. If they are interested in services and they need it over there, do you have some sort of a referral system? Or how, I mean, you serve the clients here in the Verde Valley, maybe not so much in Prescott and Prescott Valley. Do you have that referral system?
Absolutely. We're members. There is the Arizona State Coalition Against Domestic Violence, and we work with the coalition. But oftentimes, if a client calls our number any time of the day or night, we can help them find the nearest shelter. Or if they need to get out of where they are because of dangerous situation, we welcome clients from other parts of Arizona and other parts of the country. Anyone who needs help, we will help them.
So there's probably organizations like yours over in Prescott and Prescott Valley?
Yes, there's some great shelters over there as well, and we work closely with them.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. So if people are interested, they can call you, and you can refer them to others or help them yourself, I suppose. I'm sure there's costs associated with this, aren't there?
All of our services are completely free of charge to the clients. We are funded through from grants from the government and from private foundations, and we run two thrift stores that bring in 20% of our annual revenue.
Oh, wow. Where are the thrift stores? Are they here in Cottonwood?
We have the Twice Nice thrift store in Cottonwood on 89A, and we have the Twice Nice thrift store in Sedona on 89A. And they're great places to shop. They're great places to donate to. And if you have time, they're a great place to volunteer at.
Oh, well, I'm going to have to get over to one or both of those places before too long. So we're going to take a break here in just a minute, Jennifer. I'm going to, again, repeat your telephone number. It's 928-634-2511. And with that said, we're going to take a little break, and I'm going to pass it back to Chuck. Take it away, Chuck.
I got it. Nice toss. And well, you can't think of a better name than for a thrift store than Twice Nice. I think that's wonderful. And like Casey said, we're going to take a timeout. We'll be back with more from Cottonwood right after these words.
Done it again, Arizona. Cliff Castle Casino has been voted number one casino in the state for 19 years in a row. To celebrate, we're giving away cash and free play. For 10 days starting February 15th, each day you'll get $19 in free play after earning 190 points. On Sunday, February 25th, we're giving away $1,900 cash every hour from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. And at 9 p.m., one lucky guest will win $19,000 cash. Thanks for making Cliff Castle Casino number one and the perfect place to play. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com for details.
This is Ted Guttle. Along with my brother Adam, we have a great time doing these radio ads. But we are dead serious when it comes to keeping you cool in the summer and warm in the winter. At Guttle's, your comfort is no laughing matter. And not only do we insist on using the best quality parts and equipment, but also the most highly trained and skilled workers. No cutting corners, no overselling, just doing what's right for you. That's a promise we've kept since 1987.
Hey! Don't settle. Get Guttle's High Desert Mechanical in the Prescott area. Call 772-2751.
You rock! And so does Prescott Dirt. Hey, this is Sam. Is your landscaping looking a little drab? Bring it back to life with Prescott Dirt. And this is where Prescott Dirt really rocks. Whether it's a small DIY project or you want to reinvent your entire yard, we have just the right amount and size rock to suit your project. Stop by either of our locations in Prescott or Prescott Valley and make your yard rock as much as you do. We're Prescott Dirt. Find us online at PrescottDirt.com.
Hosting your next party is a lot easier when you have it at Augie's. The banquet room seats up to 50 people comfortably. Augie's great menu and top-notch service assure your party's a hit. But I bet you won't miss having to shop, cook, and clean. Let Augie's team do all the work. For smaller groups, Augie's has a more intimate private dining room for parties of 4 to 8. Call Augie's at 777-0330. Augie's Frontier Village, 777-0330. The place to host your next party.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Now back to the roundtable. Here's your host, Chuck Roberts.
Yes, indeed. Thank you very much. And you are indeed listening to the Thursday roundtable on KQNA, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM in the Verde Valley and in Prescott Valley. And Casey Rooney has a very special guest who has a very special program. Let's hear more about it, Guy.
Okay, thank you, Chuck. Appreciate it. My guest today, for those of you who just tuned in, is Jennifer Perry. And Jennifer is with the Verde Valley Sanctuary here in the Verde Valley. And we're just talking about her business. And it's a you have a domestic shelter, you have services, you have events. You have all kinds of things going on. What kind of events do you have coming up, Jennifer?
Sure. Well, one of the important issues in terms of domestic violence and sexual assault and harassment is education component. And particularly now where people are feeling more comfortable speaking up about it, we felt this was the perfect time to launch a new set of workshops. So we are holding our second sexual harassment and assault workshop, What You Need to Know to Stay Safe, on Saturday, March 3rd at Spectrum Healthcare Community Room in Cottonwood. And the purpose of this workshop is really to provide practical advice on how to stay safe in a variety of situations where harassment and assault commonly occur, whether that be in the school, in business, in public places. So we've put together a panel of four speakers. We have Heather Karowski, a therapeutic case manager here at the Verde Valley Sanctuary, who is going to be speaking about how to identify signs of an unhealthy relationship and of a controlling relationship and how to handle those situations. We have Johanna Ruschow, the victim advocate with the Cottonwood Police Department, and she is going to provide a practical analysis of what she really sees on the streets here in the Verde Valley in terms of domestic violence calls and how the police department is here to help you and help you get to services within the community. We also will be having Laura Hamblin. She's an employment law and HR consultant, and she speaks really to how to handle situations in the workplace, how to provide proper documentation so that if you are the victim of harassment, that you have taken the proper procedures to make that stop. And then last but not least, we have Master Karen Conover of Casey's Family Taekwondo for an hour's worth of basic self-defense. So we're really excited about it. It's Saturday, March 3rd at Spectrum Healthcare. It's all completely free of charge, thanks to our sponsors, Sterling Accounting and Tax and Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation. Their support has allowed us to offer this free to the community.
Well, I'm glad there's services like yours, because I imagine it can be a pretty lonely world for somebody who's, exposed to domestic violence. And, I ask normally when I'm doing an interview like this, I'll ask our guests, because they might be providing a product or a service other than domestic violence services. But who is your, do you have like, do you call you the people that come to visit you? Are they your clients? Or what do you call them?
Yeah, they're our clients. Exactly. And our care, we're 100% dedicated to client care, and we will do whatever it is we need to do, whether we provide the service or not. We will help any victim of crime get the services they need, whether we provide them or not. So we work very closely with the police department, with the hospitals, with like Catholic Charities, and many of the other organizations within the community to get people the services they need.
So, Jennifer, is there such a thing as a typical client? I mean, do you have a typical client, or are they, is it all different ages and men, women?
It's all different ages and sexes. It does happen in the LGBTQ community. Excuse me, I have a tickle. Hold on. Sorry about that.
I do that to people. They start talking to me, and then they start choking.
Yes. So, no, there really isn't a typical client. The stereotypes are that it is women. The majority of our clients are women, but they are all ages. One of the things with the workshop that we did see a lot of people at our first workshop that we held in January was we saw a lot of mothers and daughters coming to the workshop. And a lot of high school girls who are beginning to go off on their own, whether it be at college or lead their lives on their own. The workshop is very helpful for that age group as well.
Well, that's interesting. So mostly it's men or women and, you say, daughters?
We saw a lot of moms and daughters come to our first workshop in January, exactly, in Sedona. So I just wanted to put that out there that you may not, consider yourself a victim, but this is a workshop to help you not become a victim as well.
I imagine education's got to be a big part of this, because if it's women, mothers, and daughters coming, that tells me that there's probably a big problem with the men in their lives. And how do you teach young kids not to grow up to be that way?
Well, that's certainly an issue that our society is dealing with on a daily basis, and we try to tackle it the best way we can. We have what's called the YES program. It's the Youth Empowerment Services, and we have two full-time staff dedicated to doing classes at the schools throughout the Verde Valley, beginning at kindergarten all the way through high school.
Jeez. Well, tell me, how are you guys funded?
Okay, well, the majority of our funding does come from federal and state grants, and we are honestly a little bit worried about that with the current administration, that we could lose that funding, and that is something that we're always, concerned about. 20% of our income comes from our two thrift stores, Twice Nice, located on 89A in Cottonwood and Sedona, where you can donate or purchase great items or volunteer. And then 5% of our funding comes from private donations, and that's really where we need to focus these days, is getting more donations from private individuals and foundations. In fact, what many people don't realize is that we are eligible for tax credit, that you can donate to the schools for tax credit, and you can make a charitable donation to the Verde Valley Sanctuary and receive up to $800 for a dollar-for-dollar credit as a couple, or $400 for individuals.
Well, I'm sure, again, that there's plenty of people out there that somewhere in their lives they've been affected by domestic violence, and this is a great organization, I would think, to contribute to. If you've ever had that problem, you've had somebody come to your rescue, Well, here's an organization that does it. And how many employees do you have, Jennifer?
We have 30 employees.
Wow.
And, you know, it's really quite a labor of love for us to, we have to man the shelter 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. And in addition to that, we have our 24-hour hotline. So many nonprofits that you'll look at their financials and evaluate what their administrative costs are, we have a full-time job doing what we do at the sanctuary. So the other thing that's an easy way to support the sanctuary and doesn't cost you a dime is if you shop on Amazon, you can use what they call Amazon Smile. And half of a percent of every purchase you make will go to the charity of your choice, and you can select Verde Valley Sanctuary. And it doesn't cost the purchaser anything. So I know I buy a ton of stuff on Amazon, and it's just a feel-good thing when you know you're helping a charity that you love.
Yeah, you know, that sounds like a great idea. A lot of people are buying from Amazon. Of course, I'm kind of a local guy, you know, and try to buy local. We probably ought to spread this into the local community and try to tap into that as well as online
shopping.
That's
a great idea. That's a really great idea.
Yeah. So what drew you to this business? I mean, is it the charitable side of you, or what is it that drew you to this business?
You know, my former life, I grew up in Massachusetts, and we ran an industrial automation distributorship. And so basically we helped factories make things faster and cheaper. And I looked around and I said, you know, there's got to be more to life than this. And we moved our family out here so that we could be with our children and realized what an incredible community we have here in the Verde Valley with so many great organizations. And I was just drawn to dedicating my life to the work of nonprofits and helping our community be a better place. And the Verde Valley Sanctuary has just been the perfect fit for that for me.
You know, that's a novel idea, to give back to your community, because you're helping somebody, and when you're helping somebody, you're helping your own community. And so I admire you for what you do. I think it's great. And I, you know, want you to keep up the good work and continue to help out our community. I want to kind of wrap up here by giving your contact information again. Would you give us your telephone number and your website and
Locations
and that sort of thing, and then we'll wrap it up.
Sure. So if anybody needs help any time of the day or night, or you'd just like more information about the Verde Valley Sanctuary, our phone number is 928-634-2511. Our outreach center is located at 601 West Mingus Avenue in Cottonwood, or you can always get help at either of our thrift stores, the Twice Nice on 89A in Sedona, or the Twice Nice Thriftique on 89A in Cottonwood. You can shop there, or you can get services, just speak with one of the employees. And our website is www.verdevalleysanctuary.org.
Well, Jennifer, I want to thank you for this interview. It's been great talking to you, and thank you for joining me on Talk of the Town. And that, with that said, I'm going to pass it back to Chuck.
And good toss. I've caught it again, Casey. Thank you very much. And I got to explain, you are distantly related to Andy Rooney, right?
Oh, of course I am. I'm distantly related to every Rooney on earth.
There you go.
Thank you for bringing that up.
Hey, wonderful guest, wonderful program. Talk to you soon, my friend.
Thank you, Chuck.
All right, that's going to wrap things up for right now. We'll be back with more of the Thursday Roundtable on KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, right after these words.
Affinity RV, you get a home with a view.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley, and Dewey, and online at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV,
bringing family and lifestyles together.
No matter what time of year it is, pests are always in season. Truly Nolan Pest Control offers a thorough approach to year-round pest control. That's right, no tags required. Bug behavior changes depending on the time of year, which is why Truly Nolan developed a proactive program for each season. Truly Nolan also uses a series of high-quality, environmentally conscious materials and offers a 100% money-back guarantee. Call Truly Nolan Pest Control at 775-4261 or visit online at trulynolan.com.
What's that you say? There's nothing like homegrown fresh eggs. But aren't you a little small for that? Didn't you leave out the part about going home with a nice family, getting through your teenage stage, and then laying the best eggs anywhere, and you say Olson's is the best place to get you? But they have 39 years of experience selling healthy baby chicks, and the knowledge and all the stuff to help your new family keep you healthy. This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. It's amazing what you find out when you speak to the experts. The first thing you'll need to do is to go online to olsonsfamily.com and click on events. Once there, you'll see dates for Olson's How-To Chick Seminars at each one of our five stores. You can even sign up online. By coming to the seminars, you'll get the first peek at the arrival dates, breeds, and quantities of your new baby chicks. A few months later, you'll be eating the best eggs you've ever tasted. The experts and newbies trust Olson's. We think local, we speak local, and we care local.
We're KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Thursday. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather together on Talk of the Town, brought to you by Affinity RV. Due to recent school shootings across the country, Prescott Unified School District officials work constantly on the safety of its students and staff. According to Superintendent Joe Howard, principals and staff review their emergency response plans at the beginning of each year and then drill and practice throughout the year. Each of the district administrators, plus additional key staff, are also trained in a variety of emergency response scenarios. Howard adds the district now trains its teachers in what's called trauma-informed instruction. Because students across the country come to school with a background of trauma that officials need to understand as they work to help them learn. A full-time social worker is shared between three elementary schools and Granite Mountain School, as well as a full-time licensed clinical and therapeutic counselor at those levels. Howard says we have to work together as schools, parents, and community members to do everything possible and not let a tragic situation happen in our community. Prescott Unified School District officials look forward to continued work together to make the community the safest place possible for kids. A Clarkdale resident who allegedly stole three big-screen TVs is in custody after he returned to the scene of the crime.
Cottonwood Police Sergeant Monica Cult says 1 week ago, officers were called to the Walmart store on Rodeo Drive regarding someone stealing alcohol.
When officers arrived on scene, they recognized 31-year-old Clarkdale resident Joseph Isaac as the person who stole three 65-inch televisions and a cell phone the day before. Isaac has identifiable face tattoos and is on the video with two other individuals stealing three big-screen televisions and a cell phone.
Cult says Isaac had some help with the theft of the televisions.
The other two individuals have not been identified, but Isaac was booked into the Yavapai County Detention Center for both felony and misdemeanor shoplifting. Felony shoplifting for the theft of the televisions and cell phone, and misdemeanor theft for the alcohol stolen.
The value of the items taken is over $1,200. This is Russ Edwards reporting.
Taking a look at your KQ&A weather, snow showers expected tonight and tomorrow should clear up by the weekend. Expect an overnight low of 26 in the Prescott area tonight, with a high of 35 tomorrow and a high of 41 on Saturday. 31 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, with a high on Friday of 45 and a high on Saturday of 50. Talk of the Town will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM. KQ&A.
Do you want a chance to win a free lunch at Prescott Brewing Company? Just check our website or follow us on Facebook to find out this week's lucky lunch letters. We draw them every Friday, and if the letters we draw match your first and last name initials, yay, you win a free lunch the following Tuesday. Or find out the old-fashioned way. Just pick up the phone and call us at 771-2795. Prescott Brewing Company, your small-town feel with a big world taste in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Hi, I'm Jamal McCoy, Market Area Manager for Finley Automotive Group Prescott. The team at Finley Auto Group Prescott believes that customer service means making your vehicle buying experience an enjoyable one. Our websites help us fulfill this mission by providing all the information you need to buy a car online, including a complete listing of 10,000 new, used, and certified pre-owned in the Finley vehicle inventory. Finding and providing quotes on vehicles, and because our volume buying, you can shop the very best deal and choose from an extraordinary number of financing options for any credit need. Go online anytime at FinleyAutoPrescott.com.
Hi, I'm Michael Hoyt, General Manager of Finley Subaru Prescott. No matter how you shop, it's important for us to treat you like a guest and exceed your expectations. Feel free to pay us a visit in person and experience our dealership service and excellent selection of vehicles. We offer our customers modern dealerships with a comfortable environment and no sales pressure.
Finley Automotive Group, not just a better dealership, but a great community partner. Finley Automotive Group in Prescott with Toyota, Subaru, Buick, GMC, and Hyundai.
This is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. The fall and winter holidays are behind us, and as we head into the new year, it's important to remember that our local businesses still need us. The tourists and our families have gone home, and now is a great time to get out and enjoy the peaceful, quiet hometown that we've all fallen in love with. Remember to shop and dine locally, and if you need propane, please let Barrett Propane, your local choice, provide you with the hometown service you deserve. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Now back to the roundtable. Here's your host, Chuck Roberts.
You know, before we continue with the program, it was brought up to me a question that perhaps some of you may have the answer to. The person that invented the phrase one-hit wonder, did they ever come up with anything else? You're thinking on it, aren't you? Mary Dillinger, my Philadelphia friend, Super Bowl champion, Eagles, and maven of the Veterans Administration Hospital in Prescott. Hi.
Chuck, thank you for having me as always.
I've got a lot of questions that I want to get to in a little bit, but I want you to, first of all, give us kind of a calendar of events that people who are veterans or people in their family veterans or no veterans, some things to check off on the to-do list.
Absolutely, I'd love to. So we have our town hall coming up. We have our town halls every couple months. There's an opportunity for veterans, their family members, friends to come to the VA, speak to leadership, speak to subject matter experts about their care, if they have questions or concerns about their care, or if they're brand new, they're not registered and they're thinking about registering for care at the VA and they want to choose VA for their health care, come to the town hall and learn about the services that we can offer. This next town hall is going to be on March 6th. From 3:30 p.m. to 5 p.m., and it's going to be at the Cottonwood Public Library. So we rotate where we have the town halls because we cover a large area of northern Arizona, so we have to rotate the area. So Cottonwood, so even if you are from the Prescott area, you can drive up there, but if you're feeling it, you don't have to be a veteran that's seen it or Cottonwood Clinic to attend that town hall by any means. Anybody is welcome to come to that town hall. Once again, March 6th from 3:30 p.m. to 5 p.m., at the Cottonwood Public Library.
And that is next on the 6th and 3:30.
Yes.
And mileage available? Travel available?
We can't provide transportation.
Okay.
We can only do that for appointments,
okay,
unfortunately, and that's not considered an appointment. That is, but I know a lot of people that carpool. We carpool ourselves as the VA employees to make it easier on all of us because we're leaving work to go there, so we carpool, and I know that there's other
in particular
veterans.
Casey Rooney, takes care of the Verde Valley on information, we have some listeners in Cottonwood that perhaps want to mark this off in their calendar for March 6th.
Yes, thank you. And then we have Social Work Month is March, so we have all kinds of events for that coming up. First one is March 8th, and it's a veterans benefits training. It's to help social workers in the area. Our staff will be there, of course. Anybody who's interested to understand about the services that we offer and how we work with our community partners to better take care of our veterans. It's March 8th from 10:30 a.m. to 12 p.m. and it's in the theater, which is building 15 in the main campus in Prescott. And directly following that, We have the suicide prevention awareness training that's for our social workers as well, and that's from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. in the theater as well. It's all just going to be basically all day from 10:30 to 3 will be those two events. And March is also MS month, and we have a ribbon cutting event coming up.
This is multiple sclerosis.
Yes,
multiple
sclerosis.
Is this something new for you guys?
We always supported multiple sclerosis. Usually we would have a walk that we would work with the MS Society for, but we didn't get a large enough participation from the MS Society, so they're not having a walk up in this area. So since we're not, we still want to recognize our veterans, family members, friends, anybody who has MS or knows someone who's suffering from MS. We're showing our support for it. And we have our spinal cord injury clinic that is opening up, and a lot of our veterans who utilize our SCI clinic have MS. So we are showing support during the ribbon cutting ceremony, which is going to be March 15th. And it's going to be in the main building, 117, and it's in room 1B113. But if you come into the main building where the information
desk
is,
there'll
be signs there, plus the volunteers that are always at the desk. And you say, I'm here for the SCI ribbon cutting or the spinal cord ribbon cutting, and they'll take you right over there. So we're having the ribbon cutting ceremony there at 1 p.m. on March 15th. And we have two of our own veterans who are registered and that get seen for spinal cord injuries. They'll be conducting the ribbon cutting for us.
Outstanding. That's very nice. And again, you mentioned volunteers will be there to help you. And, you know, we had Trish Alditz on a couple weeks ago, and she's the head of volunteers. And it's such an important part of your community.
It very, very much so is. We're always looking for more volunteers. And as Trish had said on the show before, you don't need to volunteer every day. You don't need to volunteer 4, 5, 6 hours every day. Some of our veterans come in and they volunteer for an hour a week. Some of them aren't veterans. Some of them are family members, friends. You don't have to be a veteran to volunteer. You can just be somebody who cares and you want to help take care of our veterans. We can always, always, always use more volunteers. And we're very appreciative of the ones that we have.
I want to add a little thing. Don't listen to me now. If you work 4 hours a day, you get a meal.
That is true. That is true. Yes. If you are
not that
you,
that makes a lot of difference, but on the other hand, if you're working in the morning, you get lunch.
Sometimes people need incentives, and if that's an incentive you need, then so be it. But yes, if you volunteer at the VA for 4 more hours, we do provide you a meal for your service and for helping us. So if that is something that you're looking forward to, or you want to come in and spend time with veterans, part of our hospice. You said you wanted to talk about some hospice.
Yeah.
So one of the programs that we have with our volunteers is basically no veteran is left alone. So we have volunteers because a lot of our veterans are older and they're not from this area, or they are from this area, but none of their family lives in this area. And when you're in hospice, it's a hard time for everybody. So we have volunteers who stay with our patients so that they're never alone. So that they're not by themselves in their final days. Let them know that they're not being forgotten and that we still care.
Do we still have some World War II veterans
we
with
do.
Us?
We do, absolutely, Chuck. Yes, we
That's
do.
That's wonderful. Yeah, I'm proud to say that they're with the Prescott, the Northern Arizona VA.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
Because this is a great place to spend out your time. And this is a caring community for veterans.
Absolutely. Yeah. The community. We couldn't provide all the services we provide or do the wonderful care that we offer without the support that we receive from our wonderful community.
And I want to ask you about when I say veterans, I always think of a man soldier, but we've got a lot of women veterans here.
Absolutely. We do have a women veteran coordinator, Susan Johnson Molina, and we do have Women's History Month is coming up on March, so we always try to show our support for our women veterans. I am a woman veteran, so I 100% support our women vets,
yeah.
And I'm constantly trying to get women veterans to come talk to me, let me tell their story so I can put that up on our website that I manage, you know, nice, wonderful story. So if there are any women veterans listening or any veterans who know a woman veteran who you think that, you know, has a really great story, I would love to hear it. I'd love to put it on our website for Women's History Month in March. Please call me Mary Dillinger. I'm the main number at the hospital. You can call if you, you know, don't know the number. You can call the main number and say, I need to talk to Mary, the one that goes on the radio. The operators know it's me, I assure you. But my number, I have a direct line. My number is 717-7587. I'd love to hear from our women veterans any kind of unique, amazing story. Same thing. February is Black History Month, and I've been looking for a wonderful story to tell people, and I haven't gotten anything amazing yet other than that our chaplain was in a recent article to honor Black History Month, and that's really, really great. Our new chaplain, Chaplain Miller, he's wonderful. But I would love if I could get something from our women veterans or anything during, you know, the special times of month, you know, Black History Month, Asian history, women history, anything. Please don't hesitate to call me and say, Mary, my uncle, brother, cousin, a neighbor's friend, I don't care. Please, please call me. I'd love to hear about the stories and come interview the veteran and the family and take a picture and put it up on our website or on our Facebook or just get the word out. Our community loves hearing about our wonderful veterans. And I know some don't want to take the spotlight, but I don't want you to see it that way. I want you to see it as educating our youth, sharing your history with us.
And with the whole community, I read recently about the actor Lee Marvin, who got a Silver Star in World War II, and he said the sergeant that arranged our arrival on Okinawa was the one who really was the most dangerous place because he was standing and directing us. He said, I got shot, and a lot of people got shot, but this guy just stood there. The sergeant just stood there and directed traffic and made sure we all got to the right place. The sergeant's name was Bob Keeshan. You might know him as Captain Kangaroo.
Oh, wow.
So there's a lot of times there's some heroes out there that don't go around with the Silver Star pinned on their chest, but there's a lot of people out there just who have served in overseas, whether it's in actual combat or in a combat area. And like Mary said, let her know. Let's you just want to have a little story written for your parents, your grandparents, your great grandkids to have in their file.
Yes, absolutely, Chuck.
All right. We'll take a quick time out here and be back with more with Mary Dillinger of the Northern Arizona Veterans Administration. Bob Stump Hospital. I don't know if I got it all in or not, but
it's close enough.
This is the Thursday Roundtable on KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and on the internet at kqna.com. We'll be right back. At ease.
We've done it again, Arizona. Cliff Castle Casino has been voted number one casino in the state for 19 years in a row. To celebrate, we're giving away cash and free play. For 10 days starting February 15th, each day you'll get $19 in free play after earning 190 points. On Sunday, February 25th, we're giving away $1,900 cash every hour from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. And at 9 p.m., one lucky guest will win $19,000 cash. Thanks for making Cliff Castle Casino number one and the perfect place to play. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com for details.
Hey everybody, this is Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle Brothers. From Gettle's High Desert Mechanical, which now includes plumbing.
Freezing and thawing can get your pipes leaking.
So check under your sinks and see if you see any drippage.
Drippage? Now that's a fancy word.
Yep, right out of the Plum and Plumber Dictionary.
Oh, brother.
That's me.
See a plumbing leak? Then see Gettle's for heating, air conditioning, and plumbing. Visit GettlesHDM.com. Don't settle, get Gettle's.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reprographics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reprographics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
Much like the weather, your life could change at the drop of a hat. Don't be caught unprepared. You don't know what will happen tomorrow, but no matter what happens, you can make sure your loved ones are provided for with a life insurance policy from Auto Owners Insurance. Meet with a local independent agent and secure a policy now to rest easy knowing you're protecting the ones you love.
Give the team at your locally owned and operated House Chilson Insurance a call today at 445-4600. To find out more or to get a home, auto, or pet insurance quote, visit housechilson.com.
Valentine's Day is gone, but Augie's Restaurant has a sweetheart of a deal for you at happy hour. Augie's appetizers, colossal shrimp cocktail, grilled artichoke, wonderful wings, and Chef Joel's special negamaki, sushi wrapped in beef rather than rice served in a hot skillet. All discounted along with specially priced drinks from 4 to 7, 7 days a week. Happy hour at Augie's, one more reason to visit. The place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Now back to the roundtable. Here's your host, Chuck Roberts.
Yes, I am. And thank you for joining us this Thursday. Just a little reminder that in just under a month, it'll be spring.
I don't think
that's all I got to say.
I don't think the weather outside agrees with you on that one.
and just over a month is the first Diamondbacks baseball game against the Colorado Rockies. Ooh, that's going to be exciting. Speaking of things that are going on, Vietnam War commemoration for Vietnam vets, Vietnam era vets. I didn't realize this is a 13-year program.
Yes, so it's something that began in 2012 because that was the beginning of the 50th anniversary. And here at Northern Arizona, the Vietnam era veterans are a very large population in this community. So we start honoring them right away in 2012. And they will be continued honored till the year 2025 to cover the full 13-plus years of the Vietnam War. So each year we have a commemoration. In D.C., they made March 29th the official date to honor our Vietnam era veterans. So on March 29th, we are having an event for our Vietnam era veterans like we do every year. It's going to be the main hospital in building 107 in the main lobby, which is the side where the big flagpole is.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to do that at 10 a.m. on March 29th. We're going to give out the Vietnam veteran 50th anniversary commemoration lapel pin. So those of you that have not received the lapel pin, please come by to get your pin. If you're not the veteran and you're the spouse, cousin, brother, sister, you by all means can come and say, hey, I want to pick a pin up.
Yeah,
for
you don't
my...
have to bring your papers. Just...
No, you do not need to bring anything.
System.
It is. It is an honor system, and we understand that some of the veterans, you know, they may not be able to come in, or maybe they're not feeling it, or we have a lot of our veterans who are not registered. This 50th anniversary commemoration lapel pin is for all of our Vietnam era veterans, regardless if you are registered at the VA or not. We are not giving this to you because you registered at the VA and chose us for your health care. We're giving it to you because you deserve it. You need to be honored. So feel free to come whether you get your care at the VA or not.
I guess I should use that as a segue, sadly, to talk about PTSD, which is a post-traumatic stress disorder that many of our veterans have suffered from. Back in World War II, it was shell shock, but and I don't know about Korea what they called it then. But what it is a situation where, especially our Vietnam vets who saw so much horror, still haven't recovered. What do we do about that?
Well, we have the services available, and I know that a lot of people don't want to admit that they need help, so that's the first step. But we have services that are available 24/7, and I cannot stress that enough because I know as a veteran, as the spouse of a veteran, and as an employee at the VA, that it doesn't always, it's not something that's just there all the time. Sometimes it comes and goes. Sometimes something triggers it out of nowhere, and you just feel like you can't even breathe, and you don't know what to do. That's what services are for.
So it's like a panic attack sometimes.
Sometimes it's a panic attack. Sometimes it's a nightmare that you wake up from that you can't seem to shake. Sometimes it's seeing somebody or hearing somebody. You know, one thing about the military is they're your family. I know that all of my time in the Army. They are the closest people I've ever had in my life. And sometimes a phone call from one of them is enough to, you know, you miss them and you love hearing them, but at the same time, it brings back memories that you kind of thought you pushed away. You pushed down too far that they couldn't be touched.
And you need to kind of work that out.
So,
and it can be done.
It can be done. It absolutely can be done. You cannot give up. You cannot give up. And you if you're not the veteran, you're the family member, the friend, the boyfriend, girlfriend, doesn't matter. If you see it, you can call the VA. We have services 24/7. So if it's 2:00 in the morning on a Saturday, don't say, oh, darn, there's nothing we can do. Yes, there is. We have an emergency department, and it is not just for people that come in with scrapes and bruises and had physically injured themselves. That's also for the scars that you can't see. You can come into the ED and say, my dad, my brother, whoever it is, he really needs help. He is not doing well. He's, you know, and we have people that are available 24/7 to come and sit and talk to you about mental health services and assess the situation for you to make sure that you are safe for yourself and your family and that you know that we are there for you all the time.
One of the things that tags on to that sometimes is the chronic homeless population that we have in veterans, and there's a whole program for them too.
Of course, we do. Every VA does have a homeless program, and some are more successful than others, and a lot of it's the area. Unfortunately, I've met a lot of our homeless veterans. Some like it. They don't consider themselves homeless. They consider that they like living out where they're camping. For those veterans, that's fine. They usually come see us every so often, let us, you know, provide them a meal, give them some clean clothes, or, you know, a little bit of you know, medical services, and then they go on their way. But there are veterans out there who are homeless, not by choice, who could really use our help, and they just don't know how to ask or who to ask. And the same thing, those veterans are welcome to come into the ED 24/7 as well and say, I have nowhere to go and I need help.
And for anyone listening that has any questions at all, any interdisciplinary issue that you have,
yes,
call Mary Dillinger at the VA hospital in Prescott, and like you said, just call the main number and say, I'll talk to Mary.
The one who's on the radio.
The talker.
But yes.
We kind of smile at that, but the fact is that that's what you do.
It is.
And you get people hooked up to the right folks.
I may not be the subject matter expert of a particular area like PTSD or homeless, but I can get you to the right person that can help you. So please don't hesitate to call me. I will put you in connection with the right person. As Chuck had mentioned, we have something called VJO, which is the Veterans Justice Office, and it's to help our veterans who maybe are having problems with the law because of their PTSD or their homelessness or something that happened to them in their service is what's causing them to get in trouble with the law. And we have a program to help our veterans with that. So please, please call us. Let us assess the situation and let us provide the services that you deserve, because you served our country, and we at Navihix, we are veterans serving veterans, and we want to be there for you.
Mary, thanks again.
Thanks for having me.
We'll have you back on. For those in Cottonwood, March 6th at the public library will be a meeting for any questions you have about the veteran standout.
Absolutely.
All right. We got a little weather coming in, so please, been a bunch of automobile accidents, even a fatality this morning, this afternoon. I'm down by Dewey. So with this weather coming in, please drive carefully, pay attention, use your lights, and we'll have a hockey game tonight, 7 o'clock, the Coyotes against the Flames. And tomorrow, Let's Talk Sports. We'll be back next week with the Thursday Roundtable. Till then, this is Chuck Roberts. Thanks for listening, and have a great weekend.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Today's show was sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQNA, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA.